Hi, Morgan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Is this still a good time for you?
Yeah, as good as any.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll try to get you through it as quickly as possible because you're probably home with the kids too. So, or the little one. Okay. So, Morgan, so we're going to set it up under your name, M-O-R-G-A-N, right?
Right. And I'm okay. I'm going to skip the Google, what is it called? Guarantee for now.
Okay. Any particular reason?
Just because I had really recently, like within the last like 2 weeks, signed up for Angie Lead.
Okay.
And so I'm just going to finish out my, you know, allowance with them and then, you know, I'll think about, you know, I'm going to change, but I'm just going to just have one thing going on at a time.
Yeah. And even with the Google guarantee, like even going through the application process, that doesn't necessarily mean that once you get approved, you have to turn on the leads. You know what I mean? You could turn them on 3 months from now if you wanted.
I think I'm just still going to wait until that way I just don't have so much moving parts going on.
Okay. So then what package are you going with? Because we're not doing any, you're just going to do the local only just to fix everything? Because you know that'll only get you within 5 to 10 miles.
Right. It's really just to help me fix my account, though.
Okay. Was there anything that changed aside from that, if you don't mind me asking? Like, I mean, I understand you're doing the Angie's, but was there anything else that kind of?
No, I'm actually very interested in the Google guarantee. I just, you know, right now summer's my busiest time anyways. I'm already like 3 months out on work. It's just not something I really need to do right this second. And it'll just keep the cash in my pocket now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So then omit what I have sent you on the Google guaranteed. So, I mean, it's for future reference, I guess, if you ever want to sign up with that. I mean, you would just have to reach out to me, and then that would be what the process is.
Right.
So,
right. And with your good phone number, I would just save this number, and that's how I would be able to do it.
Yes. You would just either email me. You can also text me back, whichever. I get it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I just want to be super transparent that you're not expecting all these grandiosa results with the local only package because you're not going to get it with that. So I just want to be very transparent on that. Okay?
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay. Morgan, what's your last name?
Musser, M-U-S-S-E-R.
Okay. Now, I know that on Google, okay, there is a phone number on there, but I don't even know if that's the correct phone number. Let me go back.
It's not.
It shows 928-910-6931, so what should be the number listed there?
928-713-9738.
Okay. Is this also the best number for us to contact you as well?
Yes.
Okay. What's the address change on the Google Business profile?
It would be 5061 North Stetson, S-T-E-T-S-O-N, Drive, Prescott Valley, AV 86314.
Okay. Okay. And it should read as D-R, which are two separate, and then building services, correct? That's how I currently see it. But it has the LLC. So the LLC should be there. Okay.
Either way, it doesn't matter, I don't think.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure that that's how you want it to stay, because when they're making these edits and updates, I want to make sure everything is uniform and that it's consistent. So you still want it to remain with the LLC as it currently shows?
No, I think I'd rather take the LLC.
Have it removed.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, as far as for anyone else that you're notating on this account that's going to be in charge to make changes if in the event you can't make a change, do we mention anyone else or is it just going to be you?
We can put Vanessa Whittington.
And how do you spell her last name?
W-H-I-T-T-I. Wait, hold on. Let me spell it. Okay. It's W-H-I-T-T-I-N-G-T-O-N.
Okay. And what is her role there?
She's a owner as well.
Okay.
What did you call me?
Okay. Now, for the billing, the card that you're using, is that in your name, the business name? Does it have both?
It has both, my name okay. and the business name.
How does your name currently read on there?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N-L, Musser, M-U-S-S-E-R, and then the lower line is D-R Building Services.
Okay. And what's the billing address for that?
The same as the business
same?
Address.
Same? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you want the business address hidden?
Yes.
Okay. And is this going to be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. And the card number, whenever you're ready?
4904-9027-03-14-4481.
Expiration month and year?
11/25.
And the CVV code on the back?
108.
I want to put a security question on your account here with us. And Morgan, you could choose it one of three. Your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
First pet.
Okay. And what was your first pet's name?
Puddin. P-U-D-D-I-N.
Aww.
How
cute.
Little mini pony.
Oh, really? Oh,
mm-hmm.
How sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through. It's a 90-second voice verification recording that will outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we also send in writing with your invoice. When I am walking you through it, if there is something that you don't understand, okay, I want you to stop me and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure, Morgan, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
DR Building Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Morgan Musser, owner, member, manager.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Morgan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Okay, so I'm really big about communication. You know, we ask that if we call you, we know sometimes you're in the middle of a job or you just can't pick up the phone. At least make sure that you call within 24 business hours, okay? This is what's going to help us help you be successful, okay? So as a result of us calling you, right, we want you to agree that if we call you, text you, email you, that you will respond to Local Splash.
Yes.
Okay. Now, sometimes you might get a call from another company, okay, that might be selling you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $199 that you're paying for the local only, okay, monthly. Even if you're not sure if it's us calling, I would rather that you get into the habit of always asking, what's my security question? Because if they hang up on you, Morgan, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Let me explain it first. It's okay. What we're saying here, like, we're aware you're doing the Angie's leads, right? We're aware, you know, that you have other marketing going on, okay? What we're saying is that aside from what you're currently doing now, if you decide to do any other type of online marketing, we're just asking, just give us a heads up. Give us a call and say, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing. We just want to make sure that it doesn't interfere with what we're doing, that it's not something we're already doing, because one, you would be spending more money, and two, it's going to hurt you more instead of helping you. So that's
right.
All we ask is that as a courtesy to just give us a call so we could just make sure it's not already something that we're providing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 10th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $298. Now, this will be a two-month verbal agreement, so that means that your second payment will be charged on August 10th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $199. Now, once your term is completed, Morgan, this agreement will automatically renew each month on the 10th day in the discounted amount of $199. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That number is 877-635-6225. Okay, and I'm actually texting it to you right now. Now, customer support is who you would call if you need to make changes, if you have updates, questions, or concerns. If you choose to cancel the account or pause it, all we ask is that you at least call us 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge, okay? So you already know if it's 3 days before the 10th, I got to call, deposit, or cancel it, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll be updating the package. Now, did you get that text message? I want to go over it with you. Okay, I am really, really highly recommending that you save our phone number, the 877 number. Save that in your contacts under Local Splash, so that way you never lose our phone number, okay? Now, also in that, you should have a username and a password if you want to take a look. That's going to be for your client dashboard, okay? The username and password, username is going to be your phone number. Password should be in that text if you want to just confirm that. Okay. Now, of course, you could change it to a password of your choice. Just know that if you're sharing that with your partners, that it's one username, one password. Okay? We're almost done, sweetheart. I probably only need like 5 minutes. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? It's going to take about 30 or 40 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer, but basically what they're going to do is just verify the information you and I went over and then just go a little bit more in detail with you. So I want to schedule it at a time that's convenient for you, but I will tell you that 3 to 4 o'clock is going to be our latest appointment.
What is it for? I thought we went over everything.
The client interview is when you talk with my technician. They're just re-verifying the information you and I went over, right? they're going to discuss with you, okay, so we're going to be claiming this, so they're going to be making sure that they have the certain documents that we're going to need. I'm also emailing it to you as well. They're going to talk to you about, okay, this is the address Nadine gave us, but we're going to hide the address. So they have to still go through that process with you. They can't just take my word for it that this is what I wrote. And then they just want to make sure that they're putting whatever keywords or whatever to help you with that first page placement too, because it is part of the package.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock? Okay.
Yeah.
Let me take a look here. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. And you won't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 2 and 3 o'clock. Now, we'll call you from an 877 number, and, in fact, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician because I prefer to do that. I know you mentioned you don't have any access at all to that profile, the Google Business profile, and you don't remember what the email was either, right?
Well, I was looking into it, and it seems like I have access, but they won't actually let me change anything or do anything.
Okay. Okay. No worries. It's okay. We're going to help you do all that, so don't even worry about that. What you're going to do, but you do have access to it. You got to verify it. So that's okay. We're going to make the changes, so we'll help you get through all of that. And then what are just some of the keywords you want me to notate on here? Hi, Annie.
masonry, general contracting, block, concrete, cleaning, and home building.
What kind of cleaning, hun?
Residential and commercial.
Cleaning. Oh, okay. Oh, and then what was the other one after that? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Home building.
That's the one I missed. Okay.
Or new construction.
Okay. Let me put that there. And I know you guys have your Facebook. I'll attach the links on there so that way they're aware. I know you guys are licensed and insured. You already have your website. Do you want us to add a tracking number? I know we're changing the phone number to the number that you want listed. Would you ever be interested in a tracking number for that, or just keep it with the phone number that we're going to update it to?
Tracking number, you mean like a
tracking
Google
number is basically, it's not going to be a tracking number like the Google Guarantee tracking number, okay? The tracking number is basically a tracking number that number will show instead of your physical phone number, okay? But it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages, and if a spam call came in, you could block it, right? You don't have to do it. It doesn't cost you anything. I still just got to offer it. But since we are updating the phone number to the other number, I would think maybe that's what you prefer.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
I'm a little bit confused, though, but.
Okay, I'll explain. Let's say instead of us putting, because you know how we're updating the phone number with your number, right? Because it's a different number showing on there on your Google Business profile. Let's say we gave you a number, a tracking number that was 928-123-4567. That's the number that they're going to see on your Google Business profile and wherever we promote you. When they call that number, it's still ringing to your phone number. Basically, I'll tell you what tracking numbers do. Tracking numbers are to more than likely, for you to get less likely spam calls is what it is. It's a way for you to track the calls that you're getting. You don't have to do it. It's always an option for you, even if you don't do it now. Okay?
Like, what do you mean, like, track spam? Like, it'll, like, block spam calls or something?
Yeah, like, you're able to go in to the app because the tracking number comes with an app that you download from the App Store on your phone. And you'll have a login, right? And you can go in and, like, let's say you saw a call came in and you went on there and you're like, oh, my gosh, that's a spam call. You can block it from that app. I can have the technician kind of go over it with you more, a little bit more descriptive, so that way you have a better idea, you know, just in case if it's something later on down the road. Yeah. So I'm just going to ask them to just kind of go over that with you a little bit further. And then when we communicate with you, Morgan, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably phone calls or text messages.
Phone or text. Okay, perfect. And then let me just put that there. What are the forms of payments you guys accept?
Cash or check.
Cash or check. Okay. And then I'm going to put down your partner as also being authorized to make changes. And then, okay, your client interview, I'm going to send you a reminder tomorrow, an hour before your client interview, just to let you know that it'll be coming up in the next hour in case it slips your mind. If for some reason when we call you tomorrow and you're in the middle of something and you're like, listen, I can't do it right now, just pick up the call and just say, hey, call me back in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or reschedule me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm sending you right now, you should have your receipt in your mailbox, in your email, and we also sent it to you in a text message if you want to pull that up while I'm preparing this other one that I got to send to you too. It'll say initial invoice.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So when you open it, it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then towards the bottom, it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. You'll click on that. It'll take you to a page at the top that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
I see that.
Did you see it or no?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So this is under the services, right? So just to kind of quickly go over it with you, because I don't want to keep you much longer with the little one. So basically, this gives you the services that are included, okay? Now, of course, you don't have Facebook ads, you don't have Google ads, you don't have Google Guaranteed, but you already know that those are products that we do assist with. You are getting the basic local-only package. You are still going to hold the ownership to that profile page on Google. We're just going to be listed as managers, okay? So just an FYI. And it's stated on there as well. We're going to optimize that profile. We'll manage it on the first page. Okay? Now, if they, during your client interview, they might offer you towards the bottom where it says workspace. Just know that that's like having a work email. That is an additional cost, Morgan. You do not have to do it. Okay?
I already have a workspace.
Perfect. So then you don't even need to worry about it. Just decline it and say, no, I'm good. You already have your own website. We are going to submit you to directories like, well, which is part of our directory submission, Yelp, Bing, and Facebook. But since you already have like a Facebook page and I believe you already have Yelp, we're not going to create you new ones. Okay? We're not even going to touch them. Now, towards the bottom, you already know about the Google Guaranteed. Advanced Reporting System is part of your package. Our live client support team, as you know, we're on the same time zone. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. We do communicate with text messages as well. Delivery dates. Okay, so as I mentioned to you, our timeline is always going to be the 30 to 45 days for the first page placement. Okay, that's going to be with us helping you get that verified, making sure that you have, you know, claiming the ownership for you, and then us optimizing it and maintaining it there. Okay. 5 to 7 days is the directory submission, just a FYI, and then you can start going in and tracking your results with us as well. Under the payments, it shows you paid $298, which is your $99 setup fee, and then $199 for the local bundle. Every month after that, as you see there, $199. Okay? Unless if you're, once you, if and when you do start the Google Guaranteed, then it would be different. Okay? And even if you started the Google Guaranteed and you're like, hey, Nadine, just cancel out the local only. I just want to do the application right now and get going with that, then that's no problem too, okay?
Okay.
But definitely we need to work on getting you 2 more reviews on your Google Business profile, okay?
Okay.
Delivery dates, we already went through that. Cancellations, just make sure it's 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge, okay? Now, where it says mobile phone, make sure it's your number listed there, Morgan, because that's the number that we would text.
Yep, it is.
You're going to click the two little boxes to receive text messages, certifying it's your name on the card that you provided. Type your name at the bottom where it says sign. No period after the L, just Morgan space L space Musser. Is that how you pronounce it? Or Musser?
Musser.
Musser. Okay.
That's the same. Everybody says Musser.
I'm so sorry. I'm all,
okay.
I was thinking Musser and I said it the other way.
That's okay.
And then you're going to just confirm your signature. And when you do that, it should take you to a page that's telling you to enter the username and password.
Yes.
Beautiful. That's where you would log in and track your results with us. So even if you use the username and password now, you're not going to really see anything, okay? You're basically, because they're still having to create all of that, but we just like to give you that information ahead of time, okay? But
okay.
I'm super excited for you. I'm telling you, once I get it right now, it's just not the right timing, but as soon as you're ready for the Google Guarantee, just go ahead and reach out to me and we can get that process started for you. Just again, just know it's going to be a 4 to 8 week, you know, time frame for that approval.
Okay.
But I definitely think that would be a really, really good program for you before even Google Ads. I mean, I highly encourage everybody with Google Guarantees. Okay.
Yeah. I'm very interested. I don't want to do too. I've got lots of leads coming in from this and I just don't want
How is that working for you? If you don't mind me asking, how's it going?
I don't know. I've gotten a lot of leads, but I haven't gotten any jobs, but I've only had it for like less than a week. So I don't know.
Are you calling them right away though? Like as soon as you get the lead? Cause I know you got to like really call like quick.
Yeah. I called all of them within the first 15 minutes, except for one guy who requested my service at like 1 o'clock in the morning. But I called him back at 6:30.
Are you serious? Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're like, what? I'm asleep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Now, and always the email that we're going to use for you is the drbuildingservicesllc@gmail.com, right? That's where we'll be corresponding with you as well.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay, perfect. All right, Morgan. Well, I will be talking with you tomorrow then, okay, between 2 and 3. I'm going to send you the invite for that, okay? And you don't need to be in front of a computer for that. Oh, now I know what I just got to send this out to you. So for us to get you verified, right, Google's going to require pictures of certain items. I'm going to send you that right now. You should already have it. It says action needed. And it says pictures needed for Google verification. Remember I was telling you they'll ask about the license, the insurance to send us photos of that. So that way we're showing them that, yes, you're the business owner. This is your Google business profile. We are making the changes. So that's part of the process. So we send you a hyperlink in that. You can just upload the photos there. Okay. This isn't for Google guaranteed. This part is for the Google verification. So it'll ask for like work tools, work equipment, pictures, stuff like that. Okay. Whatever you do have, send them. What you don't have, don't worry about it. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hun. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you and have a good evening. Okay.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Bye.
Bye.